Yankees 5 and the Angels 1. So the Yankees have won 3 of their first 4 on this trip out west. 2 more in Anaheim and a much-anticipated series at Dodger Stadium over the weekend. We'll get you more on that throughout the course of the show. But as for tonight, Yankees, a nice, tidy 5-1 win behind Ryan Yarbrough and some timely offense in that fourth inning. And the Yankees facing 24-year-old righty Jack Kochanowicz for the Angels. 9 up, 9 down for him to start the night on just 28 pitches through those 3 innings. Got ground balls from 4 of the first 6 hitters he faced. A sinker baller, so he's doing exactly what he wanted to do with the Yankee lineup to start the night. And the Yankees were behind the 8-ball early, pretty much right away, because Ryan Yarbrough, who's been cruising, he did cruise after this, but the first batter he faced tonight, Zach Neto, greeted him pretty rudely.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hammered straight away center. Going back, Grisham. Running out of room. He's looking up. Just a spectator. That's gone up on the berm. Zach Neto. Dead central. A home run. His 9th. RBI number 20. Angels have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, that's Neto's 4th leadoff homer of the season. All of them have come this month. He's been red hot. That went 440 feet sailing out to center field. But after that, Yarbrough looking just like Ryan Yarbrough, the guy he's been all year, and especially since coming into this Yankee rotation, settling down after that, sending down 9 of the next 10 he faced, 4 strikeouts along the way, and the only base runner over that span, a 2-out walk to Joe Adele in the second inning, but a 1-2-3 third with a couple of just perfectly painted pitches. He froze Kevin Newman with a cutter, Nolan Schanuel locked him up on a sinker, and Yarbrough, keeping it 1-0, it mattered because second time through the order, Yankees would cash in. They adjusted to Kochanowicz. 4th inning, he got Rice, Grisham, Judge, the top of the order. They all smoked singles. 104, 107, and 104 off the bat. Set up bases loaded for Cody Bellinger and our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
3-0 to Bellinger. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Here in the top of the 4th. 1-0 Angels. A pitch. Taking up high ball 4. We got a tie ball game. Bases on balls. RBI for Cody Bellinger. Ben Rice touches up. 1-1 ball game.
So you credit Bellinger knowing the situation. They were jumping Kochanowicz early in that 4th inning. Bellinger said, all right, you're going to leave the zone. I'll take my walk. And that Bellinger walk game, another RBI number 32 on the year, and his 16th over his last 19 games. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Bases full, still nobody out after the Bellinger bases loaded walk. Jason Dominguez struck out, but Anthony Volpe, a huge part of the 2 wins to wrap up the weekend in Colorado, picking up where he left off with our electrifying drive of the game.
Hope he try to pick up at least 1 run here with a fly ball at the very least. Next pitch. So I'm going to drive to center field. Slicing drive. Going back, Taylor. It bounces off the fence. Scoring is Grisham. Judge right behind him. Belly's flying. He's going to score. Anthony Volpe. A 3-run double in the Yankees. Expand the lead to 4-1 here in the 4th inning.
Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, that was a big-time blow the Yankees needed, putting all those ducks on the pond. Well, all of them came home. Volpe's last 3 days at that point, 5-for-12, couple of doubles, a triple, and 5 RBIs, really making an impact and a crooked number just with a doctor ordered a 4 spot in the 4th inning. And Wells popped to 3rd after the Volpe double. Bebas did get hit with a pitch, but Oswald Peraza struck out for a 2nd time on that Kochanowicz sinker. End of the inning, but 9 batters to the plate and 4 runs for Ryan Yarbrough. Thank you at this stage. Bottom of the 4th inning, 1-2-3 for Yarbrough on just 8 pitches. He made it 12 of his last 13 retired at that stage, and he did sneak an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. You love watching him pitch because he very speeds so well that 88 right on past Taylor Ward for his 5th strikeout. It's like 95 or 96 for Ryan Yarbrough. Pretty old school. And 5th inning, still working with that 4-1 lead. Yarbrough, he worked around a 1-out infield single to 2nd from Joe Adele, and beautiful bookends on this inning. Yarbrough fan Logan O'Hoppe and Kevin Newman, both on that tremendous changeup, which has proved time and time again to be his bread and butter. 7 strikeouts for Yarbrough through 5 innings of 2-hit ball. And by the way, during that Newman at-bat to end the inning, strike 2 was a foul pop-up, and Peraza range back up that left field line. Volpe came over from short. A clear miscommunication, midi collision. Both were okay, but the ball dropped, and weirdly, it ended up helping Ryan Yarbrough to another strikeout, because that was strike two, could have been an out, but it was strike two, and turned into a three-pitch strikeout. And for the Angels, Kochanowicz settled down in the fifth and sixth innings, kept the Yankees off the board, despite a two-out threat in the fifth. Judge did walk, Bellinger a base hit to right, it chased Judge to third, but Dominguez grounded out to end that inning. And bottom of the sixth inning, Yarbrough against the top of the order, looking to finish strong. Another 1-2-3 to finish just a spectacular inning and a tremendous night. We talked about the Peraza miscommunication with Volpe that actually got Yarbrough closer to a strikeout in the previous inning. Well, Peraza showed exactly the defender he can be and is to finish Yarbrough's night.
1-1 pitch. Swung on, bounce to third. Peraza charges on the backhand. Nicely done. One hop. Yes, sir. What a play. Oswald Peraza charged towards the line. Backhand, one hand, one bounce over to first base to get the out. Wow, that was nice.
Our defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And that Peraza dazzler wrapped up six innings of two-hit ball for Yarbrough. One walk and seven strikeouts. You think Yarbrough, he navigates through outings. He's a veteran. He's crafty. He changes speeds. Well, get these last two starts. 11 innings, one walk, and 15 strikeouts. He's allowed just two runs on five hits over those 11 innings. And since coming into this rotation, four starts and a 2.25 ERA for Ryan Yarbrough. And how about Yerry De Los Santos in the seventh inning, pitching with that three-run lead? Eight pitches, eight strikes, and a couple of three-pitch strikeouts to end the inning. Soler and Ohapi. So De Los Santos given the opportunity. Exactly what we saw throughout spring training, carrying into the season with electric stuff, especially that sinker. Top eight against the righty Connor Brogdon, the new pitcher for the Angels. The Yankees looking for some insurance. Judge a full count walk. Bellinger staying completely locked in. His second hit, third time on base, a single to right field. Then Dominguez reached on an error by the second baseman Newman, who picked his head up. A ground ball snuck under his glove. So that loaded the bases for Anthony Volpe, who belted the go-ahead three-run double back in the fourth inning. Volpe did flail and strike out at a breaking ball. So it was up to Austin Wells to make something happen. Tack one on.
He can get something in the air here. And he does. Deep to left. Playable. Going back Ward in the gap. Well short of the track. Judge will walk home. Bellinger digging for third. He will get there. Austin Wells gets the job done. A sack fly, and the Yankees have a 5-1 lead here in the eighth.
So Wells, we talk situational all year. Six sacrifice flies at second in baseball. It's also his 31st RBI with that sacrifice fly. The only big league catcher with more runs driven in, Cal Raleigh of Seattle. We know how good Cal Raleigh is. Austin Wells right behind him with 31 RBIs on the year. De Los Santos back out for his second inning of relief in that eighth inning with an extra cushion at 5-1 after the sac fly. He allowed a base hit to Joe Adell, who had a big night, three times on base for the Angels. And De Los Santos bounced back to strike out Chris Taylor on that sinker. But then with the pinch hitter, Luis Ranjifo due next, De Los Santos lifted for Mark Leiter Jr., and Leiter was greeted with a base hit to left center field. So a little bit of a hairy situation. Runners at the corners. Leiter had to bear down and did immediately against the top of the order. Struck out Neto on a full count splitter. That's his bread and butter. And Shotwell dug in, grounded a second. Inning over. No damage done. Leiter getting out of trouble yet again. Ninth inning. Luke Weaver, Susan told us it was a decision, you know, Weaver, Hamilton, but if you go to Hamilton, he struggles, you're going to Weaver anyway, don't want to blow both of them. Aaron Boone decides to give Luke Weaver a clean inning and got into some trouble. The one-out walk to Taylor Ward, the stolen base, and the base hit by Travis d'Arnaud, who came on defensively behind the plate for the Angels. His first at-bat, a base hit off Weaver. So runners at the corners, two down. Weaver got Joe Adell, who start tonight, three times on base at that point, got him to pop to second and shallow right, ended the game. Weaver does the job once again. 5-1, Yankees win it off to a 3-1 start out west. Season high, 13 games over 500 at 33-20. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime. It's right alongside all our Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.